This week on The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, we move along in the Psalter, picking up Psalms 97 through 100. Let the earth rejoice. He preserves his saints. Break forth into joyous song. The Lord our God is holy, and his steadfast love endures forever. Join me, Pastor Will Wheaton, for The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, your daily 15-minute verse-by-verse Bible study on demand. Listen at thewordendures.org or your favorite podcast provider.
Holy God, holy and most gracious Father,
have mercy on us.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. I believe
in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living
A reading from Isaiah chapter 53. Who has believed what he has heard from us? And to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? For he grew up before him like a young plant and like a root out of dry ground. He had no form or majesty that we should look at him, and no beauty that we should desire him. He was despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And as one from whom men hide their faces, he was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten by God and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. Upon him was the chastisement that brought us peace, and with his stripes we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned every one to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. Like a lamb that is led to slaughter, and like a sheep that before its shearers is silent, so he opened not his mouth. By oppression and judgment he was taken away, and as for his generation, who considered that he was cut off of the land of the living, stricken for the transgression of my people? And they made his grave with the wicked, and with a rich man in his death, although he had done no violence, and there was no deceit in his mouth. Yet it was the will of the Lord to crush him. He has put him to grief. When his soul makes an offering for guilt, he shall see his offspring. He shall prolong his days. The will of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. Out of the anguish of his soul, he shall see and be satisfied. By his knowledge shall the righteous one, my servant, make many to be accounted righteous, and he shall bear their iniquities. Therefore I will divide him a portion with the many, and he shall divide the spoil with the strong, because he poured out his soul to death and was numbered with the transgressors. Yet he bore the sin of many, and makes intercession for the transgressors. This is the word of the Lord.
Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Our text is the lesson which we just heard together a moment ago, Isaiah chapter 53, verses 1 through 12. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten by God, and afflicted. But he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. Upon him was the chastisement that brought us peace. And with his wounds, we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned every one to his own way. And the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. I don't need to tell this group a whole lot about the background and the basics of Isaiah's climactic fourth servant song. Conservative Christians everywhere, certainly confessional Lutherans, all agree that the servant was given an amazing view. The prophet Isaiah, 700 years before Christ, an incredibly vivid picture of what Jesus would do when he came to suffer and die for us. We all agree that the he of the fourth servant song is Christ. And the our, us, we means us. We all know that. But we could talk all week about how wonderful that is. God's Son, the holy, sinless Christ Jesus, was rejected, despised by men. He was smitten, stricken, and afflicted for us. He was pierced for the sins of confessional Lutherans. He was crushed for the indiscretions this very week that prove we have many. He was pierced for us thinking, they really don't matter since they're covered by grace. He was crushed because they do. He was wounded for our shows of holiness that cover hearts that are really moved by ambition. He was bruised for our conversations with those we know are like-minded that cross the line from talking about important substance to starting to slander personalities of folks on the other side. He was pierced, he was crushed for our being proud of divisions rather than bearing them as crosses that must happen if we are to be resolute. Yeah, all we like sheep have gone astray. We've all gone our own sinful ways. But the Lord has laid all this on him, on Christ. For us, all of this is forgiven. Upon him was the chastisement that brought us peace. By Christ's death on the cross, we are reconciled to God. We are again at peace with God, which means that now the Father is caring for us when we grieve over a member buried this past Friday, or over divisions in the church that do cause us pain. He is caring for us when we sorrow over anguish that some of our own kids, our own children, experience in this world, over attacks that we suffer when we are being faithful. Christ Jesus has taken upon himself, borne our griefs and carried our sorrows all the way to the throne of grace so that we know the Father has been reconciled to us, so that he is caring for us always in the very best way, even when it doesn't look that way. We take comfort in knowing that the he of the fourth servant song is Christ. And the us, the our, the we means us. But there's more to this text. Last week in Hom 1, we were talking about how you use the context and the eisegogics in preaching a text. And I told the guys that I might choose this text for the sermon today. I said, you know, you really don't have to explain much about the background of the fourth servant song when you're talking to a whole chapel full of folks during symposia week. So I said, anybody, one of you guys in class, just tell us basically what the fourth servant song is about. Jackson, do you remember how many hands went up? Zero, that's right. And I said, well, I guess maybe I will have to explain it a little bit. And Jackson, don't feel badly. This is why we bring you here, okay? you learn this stuff. Well, if this is the fourth servant song, then there must be three preceding, right? 2 weeks ago, we heard the first servant song from Isaiah chapter 42 in our readings for the baptism of our Lord. Behold, my servant whom I uphold, my chosen in whom my soul delights. I have put my spirit upon him. And then this past Sunday, we heard the second servant song from Isaiah chapter 49. And in it, like also in the third servant song in Isaiah chapter 50, the Lord inspires the prophet to speak in the first person, actually to vocalize the very words of the servant of the Messiah himself. Chapter 49, the Lord called me from the womb. He made my mouth like a sharp sword. Surely my right is with the Lord. I am honored in the eyes of the Lord, and my God has become my strength. And then chapter 50, the third servant song. I gave my back to those who strike, and my cheeks to those who pull out the beard. I hid not my face from disgrace and spitting. The Lord God helps me. Therefore, I have not been disgraced. Therefore, I have set my face like a flint, and I know that I shall not be put to shame. Here, the I of the servant song, the me of the servant song, is Christ. Now, if we learn anything from the baptism of our Lord 2 weeks ago, it's that Jesus so identified with us, put himself in our place under the law, so that when we are baptized, we are in Christ. That is what God says about Jesus, like, this is my beloved, so I'm pleased with him, is also true of us. So the I of the servant songs means that the servant also describes me. That means, first of all, of course, that every me among us baptized in Christ is going to suffer. But these he, his, hims, that is, in the rest of our text, these are also I, me, my. Here you go. He shall see his offspring. That means I shall. He shall prolong his days. My days shall be prolonged. The will of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. That's in my hand. Out of the anguish of his soul, he shall see and be satisfied. I shall see and be satisfied. You know, the fourth servant song doesn't just describe the suffering servant, but it also describes his glorious, triumphant resurrection. The Lord will raise me up. I look forward to a blessed reunion with offspring, with my loved ones. I will share in Christ's resurrection, and I will live out my days in a sublime satisfaction. One more thought on this fourth servant song. Since God has the prophet speak the words of the servant to his people, I can declare that all these words are also for you, individually, personally. The sins that you commit, your symposia week indiscretions are laid on him. The pains, the distresses of ministry, at home, of life in a fallen world, those things you left behind this week to come here that'll still be waiting for you when you get back. In all of these, the Lord is with you because Christ took upon himself the chastisement that brought you peace, that reconciled you to the Heavenly Father so that you know he is with you every single minute. You will share in the glorious resurrection of Christ Jesus. For the he of the fourth servant song serves by suffering for us even for me, even for you. Amen.
Amen.
And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will keep your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus. Amen. Amen.
I cry to you, O Lord.
In the morning, my prayer comes before you.
Restore to me the joy of your salvation.
And uphold me with the Holy Spirit.
My mouth is filled with your praise.
And with your glory all day.
Every day I will bless you.
And praise your name forever and ever.
By awesome deeds, you answer us with righteousness. Bless the Lord, O my soul.
And all that is within me, bless his holy name.
He redeems your life from the pit.
And crowns you with steadfast love and mercy.
Hear my prayer, O Lord.
Let my cry come to you.
Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting God, who governs all things in heaven and on earth, mercifully hear the prayers of your people and grant us your peace through all our days. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Have mercy, O Lord, upon all those you have associated with us in the bonds of friendship and kindredship, and grant that they, with us, may be so perfectly conformed to your holy will that being cleansed from all sin, we may be found worthy, by the inspiration of your love, to be partakers together of the blessedness of your heavenly kingdom, through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
I thank you, my heavenly Father,
through Jesus Christ, through your Son, that you have kept me this night from all harm and danger, and I pray that you would keep me this day also from sin and every evil, that all my duties in life may please you. For into your hands I commend myself, my body and soul and all things. Let your holy angel be with me, that the evil foe may have no power over me. Amen.
Let us bless the Lord. The Lord bless us, defend us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.